Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. We are now in Masachen Darim on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, which is Mishnah Zayin in the 10th Perek. Ha'omer li'ishto, this is a piece that we already saw a part of in an earlier discussion. Ha'omer li'ishto, kol ha'nindarim shetaduri, mikan ad shet avomi makom ploni harein kayamin. If a man says to his wife, I'm going on a trip, and any nedarim that you take while I'm gone, before I come back, they are now makuyim, lo amar klum. This is a meaningless statement. However, harein mufarin, if he says, I am now being made for all the nedarim that you will take between now and when I come back, which is different than the earlier discussion about being mayfair without hearing, because there's an added component about being mayfair in advance. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mufar, Chachamim Eino Mufar. We have a dispute between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer says that you can be mayfair in this manner. And now we hear the argument. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, im hefer nedarim shebaul lichal isur. After all, if a husband's able to reject the neder that for a while was alive, she took a neder and she couldn't eat apples for a couple days, and then he heard about it and rejected it, and he has the right to do that. Lo hefer nedarim shebaul lichal isur. Shouldn't he be able to be in hefer nedarim that never were active? And then that is going to be the pinpoint of our discussion. Amru lo, harehu omer, yishayim kimenu v'shayifirenu. Chacham's response is that there's a pasuk number one on the page, that isha yikimenu, isha yifirenu, her husband is mekayim the neder, or her husband is mefer the neder. That juxtaposition establishes the following rule, et sheba lichal hakeim, ba lichal hefer. Only a neder that is accessible to kiyum, which means it already had to have taken place, is also available to hafara, if it is not yet available to Hakama, then it is not available to Hafara. Which sounds like Chachamim are saying, in theory we agree with your reasoning, but there's a Gzerat HaKatuv. Good. So now, Ibai Elohu, the question is asked, and this question will inform the entire discussion. L'Rabbi Eliezer, Mechal Chalin Uvetelin, do we say that the woman's Nedarim are valid, and then they get canceled? Odilma lo chalin klal, or perhaps they're never valid at all. In other words, in Rabbi Eliezer's world, if the man goes on a trip and says the statement, and then the woman, 2 days later, while he's gone, makes a neder, the neder is now mufar. Question is, did the neder have any existence that was canceled, or does the neder never get started? So the main afkumina, what's the practical difference between the two positions? Let's say another person was tethered himself to that neder. So the woman took a neder and said, I'm not taking any apples, eating any apples. And another person said, me too. Iyamart chalin, if you want to take the first position, which is that the neder has an existence and then the hafara kicks in and cancels it, havi tfisuta, then the tethering is good. And the other person who said amen, or I want to have the same neder, vani, his neder is still valid because his neder was not canceled. Iyamart lo chalin, but if you want to take the position that her neder is never valid, then lo ika mashasha, then the other fellow is tethering to a nothing, and therefore his neder is not valid. So there is a very big nafkamina between the two conceptual positions or theoretical positions about Rabbi Eliezer's position. My, so what's the answer? So let's try this. Toshma, let's look at our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, hefer nedarim shebaul lichlal isur. What's Rabbi Eliezer's kal v'chomer? If the husband is able to mefer nedarim that have already become osur, lo yafer nedarim shebaul lichlal isur, shouldn't he be able to be mefer nedarim that have not yet come to isur? It sounds from there that the neder never becomes an active neder. Shema mina lo chalin. We reject that. We said, no, miktani she'enan ba'in. He didn't say, shouldn't he be able to repudiate nedarim that never come to, but rather shelo ba'u k'tani, that have not yet come, meaning adayin lo ba'u, meaning they weren't stated yet. When the fellow made the hafara, the woman hadn't said the neder yet. He was preventing further nedarim, later nedarim, while he's gone, from taking effect. So lo ba'u doesn't mean that they will never be active. It means nedarim that weren't yet stated. So you can't prove anything from there. Try number two. Toshma, amar lehen Rabbi Eliezer. And now we have a braita in which Rabbi Eliezer offered a different argument, a different kind of kal v'chomer to prove that preventive hafara should work. We should not dar. After all, a man cannot be mefer his own nedarim once he took the neder. Mefer nidre atzmo atshalo yidor, but he may be mefer his own nedarim before he takes the neder. What's that? That's referring us back to Daf Chav Gimel, to the sugya of harotzesh loid kamun nedarav. A person wants to make sure his nedarim don't really count. Yamod b'Rosh Hashanah, he stands up on Rosh Hashanah and he declares, any nedarim that I'm going to take are mufarim, which is where the basis for our kol nidre. Right, so that means that somebody who is not able to repudiate a neder, once it's already been taken, is able to block them in advance. Then Malkum Shemefer Nidre Ishta Mishatidor. So here a husband who was able to be Mefer the Nedarim of his wife once she took the Neder, and Odin Shefer Nidre Ishta Adshalotidor, isn't it a Kabachomer that he should be able to be Mefer the Nedarim of his wife before she takes them? In other words, a man who has stronger power when it comes to prevention of Nedarim than rejection of Nedarim, certainly where he has power to rejection of Nedarim in the case of his wife, certainly prevention should work. So we're not concerned now with challenging the argument, but just hearing the argument. What is it that Rabbi Eliezer has in mind? My love, the Ishto Dumya Delay, isn't Rabbi Eliezer comparing the status of his own Nedarim with the status of his wife's Nedarim? And my who de lo chaylin, afishto nam de lo chaylin, after all, in the case of his own Nedarim, when he says in advance, any Nedar I take isn't going to count, it never exists. So maybe the same thing with his wife, it doesn't exist. Lo hakadita va hakadita. The answer is each one is independent. That's not the case. In other words, perhaps in the case of his Nedarim, they never have an existence. But perhaps in the case of his wife's Nedarim, they do have an existence. In other words, they work independently. So, from that you can't prove it. Toshma. Amrulo le Rabbi Eliezer. So now we have a braita in which there's a response, a counter-argument of the Chachamim, different than the one in our Mishnah. The one in our Mishnah utilized the Gzerat HaKatuv. Here we have a different counter-argument. Uma mikveh shema'ale et ha'tmein mitumatan. Take a look at a mikveh. A mikveh can take somebody who is tamei and remove the tumah from them. Ein matzal atorim in the tamei, but it doesn't prevent you if you go into the mikveh in advance. That doesn't make a force field around you, keeping you from getting tamei. And now watch this. Adam she'ein ma'ale et ha'tmein mitumatan. Think about this. A man who is not able to be mitzayer something. What does that mean? So I'll be showing him pick on the particular case. If a man swallows a ring, puts a ring inside of him that's tameh, and he goes into the mikvah, the ring is not tahor. In other words, the man's presence in the mikvah does not help to be ma'aleh mituma l'tahara. Eino din hu shelo yatzil atorin mi tameh. So according to that, then kal v'chomer, in other words, using your reasoning, Rabbi Eliezer, kal v'chomer, that if a man swallows a tahor ring, and it becomes tamei, it should be tamei. Because after all, a mikvah which is able to make that which is tamei into tahor but can't block tumah. So certainly an adam who isn't able to make that which is tamei into tahor, he swallowed a ring and then went into tamei ring and went to the mikvah, certainly shouldn't be able to protect it so that if he puts a tahor ring into himself and then touches tumah, it should become tamei. That's what we think, and that's not the case, which means that your reasoning is not acceptable. But we don't care how that's going to play out. What we care about is what their assumption about Rabbi Eliezer's perspective is. Shema mina lo chaylin. So if the Chachamim in their response to Rabbi Eliezer are comparing the status of the prevented neder to a piece which could never become tamei, that means that they think that Rabbi Eliezer thinks the neder is never chal. That's fine, except for the fact that Breita has another counter-argument, Ema Seifa. The second half it says, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, imat b'lin kli tamei li taher, you can take a vessel which is tamei and put it in the mikvah, and be metaher it, yat bilu kli lichshi tamei li taher. So, according to you, you should be able to put a kli into a mikvah in advance, and therefore, when Sheretz falls on it, won't become tamei. And of course, that's silly. We don't say that. But now they're bringing a different argument. Shema mina chaylin. According to that model, that means that in Rabbi Eliezer's world, the neder is chal, just like tuma is chal. And this thing that kilu you take a vessel that's tahor and put it in the mikvah, and then when tuma comes, that tahara retroactively kicks in or pro objectively, as it were, kicks in now and protects it, which means in that argument, it seems that Chachamim understand that Rabbi Eliezer thinks the neder is chal, and your hafara then comes and kicks it out, like the tvilah would then come kick out the tumah that comes along. So the bright itself is speaking in two different languages. So the answer is Ami Rabbanan lo kaimi lohon betamei de Rabbi Eliezer. The answer is the Rabbanan had the same problem we have. They don't know what Rabbi Eliezer's position is. Rabbi Eliezer just simply said that if you do a hafara in advance, it works, and they don't know if it means that it works to block Nedarim from happening, or that Nedarim come in and then they get kicked out by cancellation. And therefore, what did they do? V'achikam relay. And this is what they said to him. My Sviralach, what is it you think? E Sviralach t'chaylin v'taylin, if you think that these Nedarim actually take root and then get cancelled, to have a Kli to Yuvtach, then our argument from the Kli, the second part of the Braita, that's the challenge. Elo Sviralach t'chaylin, if you think, on the other hand, that the Nedar is never Chal, then to have a Mikvah to Yuvtach, then the first part of the argument, which is the Mikvah part, is the response. Now, parenthetically, we find out that Rabbi Eliezer, what position he really has. And it was from the Chachamim's response, we find out that not only we can't find out, but it seems the Chachamim themselves were not sure about which position Rabbi Eliezer held. But from a response of Rabbi Eliezer, we do get an inkling. Toshma, Amar lehem Rabbi Eliezer, umaz ra'im tme'im, kevan shezra'an bekarka tahorin, you take some fruit or vegetables. And they were uprooted, they were harvested, and then water fell on them, and then a sheretz fell on them, so they became tameh. And then you replant them in the ground, they're taor again. Now, zru'un v'yomdin lo kol shekein, so certainly that which was never uprooted, same kind of idea, that which was never uprooted certainly is not in the kabbal tumah, and that is true. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer, first of all, responds with his own kal v'chomer, and not only that, shvamina lo chaylin. So we see that Rabbi Eliezer's own position is that the neder was never chal, just like he's comparing it to something which never got tumah because it was always in the ground. Remember, if a plant's in the ground until it's harvested, it can't get in tumah. A dead person can fall, it doesn't matter. There's no tumah. And therefore, for Rabbi Eliezer is comparing these nedarim that before they were uttered, there was a hafara in place to stuff that was planted in the ground that had never been uprooted, that means the neder never took place, and that's his position. Okay, parenthetically, we want to note, and I noted this in the Mishnah, does that mean that the Rabbanan don't accept this kind of kal v'chomer reasoning at all? Of course they accept the kal v'chomer in general, but this sort of kal v'chomer reasoning, which is that if A, which is weaker, still has the power to oust something, B, which is inherently stronger than A, certainly should have the power to oust it. They certainly do accept that, and we'll see an example. I might think that a man could sell his daughter into servitude when she's already in Na'ara. Amart kal v'chomer, and the answer is you can't because of the following kal v'chomer, and this is the Rabbanan. If a girl was sold, let's say when she was a young girl, when she becomes a na'ara, that frees her. Simanim are one of the things that free her. So kal v'chomer, if she's not yet sold, that she can't be sold at that point. So in other words, the Rabbanan do accept this kal v'chomer. The answer is in. You're right. Be'al medarshi kal v'chomer. In general, they accept such a kal v'chomer. In other words, they believe that Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning is good. If nedarim that have already taken root, a husband can oust, then kal v'chomer, he can block nedarim that haven't yet happened. Just like if this girl who was enslaved be brought simanim as freed, certainly the sale after she has simanim will be invalid. They accept it. Our case is different because the Torah says Yishai Kimenu Yishai Firenu is Gzerata Katuv, and Shabal Chal Hakem, Bal Chal Hafer, Chalobal Chal Hakem, Lo Bal Chal Hafer. Any ned there which has become available for Hakama, and that cannot happen, everybody agrees, until it's already stated, is available for Hafara. But any neder that has not yet come and become available for Hakama before it's stated, in other words, cannot be mufar, and therefore your kal v'chomer has to take a back seat to gzeirat hakatuv. Okay? Mirtz Hashem, we will continue in the next podcast with the next Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Bet. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.